What is up, EWU crew? Today we are taking a look at cases with unexpected and surprising twists. Some of these cases are so unbelievable that you just may think they are from a movie script rather than real life, but each and every one of them is 100% true. Our first case is shocking and complicated, with more twists than you will ever see coming. This is not your typical story of murder. It is more than just one tragedy, but many wrapped up together in an almost unbelievable way. As a teenager, Sharon Marshall appeared to have the whole world open to her. She was reportedly a lieutenant colonel in the ROTC and one of the best and brightest students in her class, an undeniably intelligent young woman with a kind heart to match. Upon graduating from high school in 1986 from Forest Park, Georgia, Sharon had earned a full-ride scholarship to the Georgia Institute of Technology with the plan to study aerospace engineering so that she could fulfill her dream of working at NASA. Despite this incredible opportunity, Sharon never went to college, as she was harboring a secret. Sharon was pregnant during the final months of high school by her boyfriend, who she never told about the baby. Sharon hid her secret well, and she ended up giving birth and allowing a wealthy couple from Texas to adopt the baby boy. However, the pregnancy had shaken up her life plans, and at one point, she apparently even tried unsuccessfully to run away with her boyfriend. After losing her chance to attend college, Sharon ended up moving to Tampa, Florida for a new start with a man named Franklin Delano Floyd. Despite having moved with Frank, Sharon started to date another man, and she was soon pregnant for a second time. She once again never told the baby's father about the pregnancy. This time, however, she chose to keep the child and raise it with Frank. Sharon gave birth to her son Michael Gregory Marshall in 1988. Frank and Sharon had a complicated relationship. It wasn't quite clear if it was romantic or not, but the two lived together and both provided for Sharon's son Michael. Frank worked as a painter, but he frequently suffered from a bad back, and so he was rarely able to actually work. Because of this, Sharon became an exotic dancer to provide for them, but they also began to rely on welfare checks to survive. Her co-workers thought of Sharon as kind and friendly, but she was especially close to an 18-year-old co-worker named Cheryl Camesso. Despite the women's friendship, Frank and Cheryl were known to have frequent disagreements, though there were reports that the two of them may have been involved in a brief relationship. On a weekend in 1989, Frank, Sharon, and Cheryl went on a boating trip together, where a fight broke out between Cheryl and Frank. Following the argument, Cheryl allegedly reported Sharon to social services for misrepresenting her true income as an exotic dancer. Sharon had been hiding some of the money she made to still get checks from the government, but Cheryl's call meant that Sharon no longer qualified for welfare aid. Enraged by Cheryl's actions, Frank went to the club where Sharon and Cheryl both worked and confronted her just outside the business. Witnesses reported that Frank actually punched Cheryl in the face during the altercation. Shortly after, Cheryl left her father's house to travel to stay with a friend, but when she never called her dad to tell him that she had arrived safely, he reported her missing. Her abandoned Corvette was discovered at the airport, and an investigation ensued to find the missing woman. Both Frank and Sharon were seen as persons of interest, but for years, no evidence ever arose to connect them to Cheryl's disappearance. The two quickly packed up and left the area, which only increased suspicion, especially since they started using different names as they traveled. Frank and Sharon ended up getting married in 1989, and Frank claimed it was to give Sharon's son his family name to belong to, though the couple frequently went by different aliases. They ended up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.